Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline at USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeart Radio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. The list goes on and on. It's the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. I'm just going to get started with the news right now because we have so much stuff to talk about today. First, I don't even want to wait till after the first break since a lot of people have been asking about this. This just in from News 6 in Orlando, Florida. Man shot outside the WWE Performance Center in Orlando. A man was shot Monday at the WWE Performance Center in Orange County, according to authorities. The shooting was reported around 1:40 p.m. According to the Orange County Fire Rescue, the man was taken to a hospital as a trauma alert. No other details were immediately known. Performance Center opened in 2013 as the official wrestling school of WWE, 26,000 square feet, etc. Since everybody is asking, this does not appear to have anything related to, it wasn't a talent shot, it was not a WWE performer shot. As best as I can tell at this moment, there was a guy who had been hanging around the Performance Center, and a few days ago he was arrested. And apparently he came back today, and the police got involved, and he was shot. I don't have any other details other than that. But I know I had a couple of wrestlers, actually, that had been texting and wanting to know if it was one of the boys. It was not. I don't have any details other than that, but there was a shooting today outside the WWE Performance Center. Apparently somebody who had been there and arrested a couple of days ago. So when we know more about that, we will update, maybe even here in the next hour, since we are live here every day, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. We also have a ton of other news to talk about. Raw is tonight. The show will go on. There was concern due to Hurricane Erica, but apparently those fears have abated. The show is going to be taking place. Sting is on the show. Bram from TNA has been arrested. Zara Schreiber of WWE has been released. Brock was in the New York Times. So much stuff to talk about. We'll kick it off after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network. This paper makes you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in the eyes and the looks to kill. Time is back. iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists. All free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings for all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plan available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Last Friday, Allison Cohn made her status FBF to a pic of me as a pipsqueak. Awkward. It got 59 likes and 12 comments. Geico also has a comment on your Flashback Friday. Did you know Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years? Bet you didn't even know they made cars back then. And if you think your flashback is awkward, you should see our pic. Hashtag blurry. Hashtag over 75 years of savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, on a very, very busy day here today. As noted in the opening segment, a man was shot outside the WWE Performance Center in Orlando earlier today, 140 Eastern. Essentially, the witnesses is it was a guy who had been arrested at the Performance Center a couple of days ago, and he came back and was involved in an incident with authorities and was shot. He has been taken to a hospital as a trauma alert. And that's pretty much all we know about that situation right now. It does not appear to be anybody related to anybody in WWE, or at least it's not a WWE performer and or employee, to the best of our knowledge. So that's that story. And as I also mentioned before we went to the break, oh man, lots of stuff today. Bram of TNA has been arrested and indefinitely suspended. This is from TNA. TNA has been advised by the Gulfport, Florida Police Department that Thomas Latimer, known as Bram, has been arrested and charged with two felony counts of domestic battery and false imprisonment. TNA is working to gather facts and obtain additional information related to the arrest. John Gaburik says the charges against Thomas Latimer are serious, and he is immediately and indefinitely suspended from any future TNA sanctioned events, awaiting the outcome of this case. Now, also for those of you wondering, Bram was married to Charlotte, Ashley Flair of WWE. They are, I don't know if they've divorced or they're in the process of a divorce, but they are not together. And she was not the individual involved in this incident. It was another girl who claimed that, I guess the story according to the police was, Bram was arrested. And what happened here? Essentially, there was an incident, and she ended up in a room and claimed that he held her down. I'm sure there's much more to this, but that's all you need to know is that there is a domestic battery false imprisonment charge against Bram, and he has been suspended indefinitely from TNA. And one more before we go to Mike here. I'm sure he's got a lot to say about all of this. Zara Schreiber, who is the girlfriend of Seth Rollins, she made her debut at an NXT house show this weekend, and some people went online, and they found some very, very inappropriate tweets, perhaps Instagram photos as well, I believe. There were swastikas, there were questionable statements, there were all sorts of things, and the company announced today WWE has released Schreiber due to inappropriate and offensive remarks she made that were recently brought to our attention. And this has led somebody in WWE to write to us and say, please get this out. If you're an indie talent wanting to get into WWE, delete all of your social media profiles now if you have any questionable comments. He says, if you are a female, delete all sexual themes or sexually themed pics ASAP. And
why would they do that? Don't do that. I want to know exactly how stupid you are. So please, if you're an independent talent or anybody else for that matter, you have the right to free speech. You have the right to say what it is you're going to say. You have a right to do many times what you would like to do. And if, please, I need to know exactly where you're at. If I'm ever going to run in contact with you, please leave that stuff up there. Go ahead. In fact, put more of it up there. So please show your ass as much as humanly possible, because then there's no question that I know exactly where you're at.
So you are a fan of the rise and spectacular falls that we have seen from numerous performers of late.
America. That's America, Brian. You take them up, and then they get pulled back down again, and you build them back up. Here's the thing with Zahara Schreiber, okay? I'm not going to get on any high horse here or anything like that. She had controversial tweets when she signed that it would be difficult for me to believe if a bunch of people online, and I'm not Mr. Tech Savvy or anything, I'm just a dude on Twitter, and I saw this stuff when she was signed. These things came to light again when she, the deal with Seth Rollins from that fateful Monday night, where I guess Seth Rollins' longtime girlfriend tweeted out a picture of Seth naked and sent out a picture of Zahara, because as we found out officially later on, Zahara was Seth Rollins' side piece. Hey, that's, you know what, that's cool. I thought that whole situation, I actually felt very, very bad for Seth Rollins, because, you know, dude's at work right now and this is out there, and, you know, the sex to me, that's one of those things in relationships. I don't understand why people care about him. It came to light with Sarah Lee again. I don't care who you're banging. That's not important to me. A lot of people do, though, and then things like this happen. They get out there. But then those old tweets, we were reminded of them again, at least, again, on social media and some other places. Now there's this with the nasty swastika. And again, if you want to have one of these on your wall, I can't. I'm fine. You know, I'm not. I don't endorse it. But if that's your bag, you know, what does that really do to affect my life? It doesn't. But when you're working for a publicly traded company, you have had situations where people have called you out on racial comments. And like Hulk Hogan, it's not like this would be an excuse, but it's not like you have got this thing where you're trying to act like something. There seems to be venom in your quotes, and this has happened in your past. Why would you not have buried those things? Why would you not have? And I don't understand not coming out and going, you know, hey, this is what might be up there on my site. You might find later. You know, you hope nobody finds it, but why did you not bury these for her? I mean, why? This boggles my mind. It does. And if you look at it from the WWE's point of view, if I'm just a guy on Twitter where these things are being retweeted, you know, and these Instagram pictures, and they've been, you're telling me throughout this whole time you didn't know, to the point where you debuted her, I guess, this weekend on a show. You know, you have nobody else that wants to go to that training facility where. My mind is boggled by this whole thing and the stupidity of everyone involved.
Well, hey, on that note, Hulk Hogan is making the media rounds.
And we thought this morning that was going to be the only news of the day.
Well, there's always, listen, there's always news.
Although it's not Wednesday.
Hulk Hogan was on Good Morning America today, and to cut to the chase, he begged forgiveness. He literally begged for forgiveness, using those words, oh my gosh, please forgive me, please forgive me. I'm a nice guy. I'm not the Hulk Hogan that rips his shirt off and bang, bang, slams giants. Actually, he is. I am Terry Bollea. I'm just a normal man. He says, I'm not a racist. I never should have said what I said. It was wrong. I'm embarrassed by it. But a lot of people need to realize you inherit things from the environment. And when I grew up, it was South Tampa. It was a rough neighborhood, very low income. All my friends, we greeted each other by saying that word. The word was thrown around like it was nothing. He said it was fair to say that he inherited a racial bias. The environment I grew up in, all my white friends, all my black friends, to hear that word on a daily basis, that's how they would greet me in the morning. Good morning, so-and-so. I think it's part of the culture and the environment that I grew up in. He is I don't know if he necessarily claimed this or if they claim this, but the story is that he's been wiped from the WWE Hall of Fame, which is not the case. He has not officially been removed from the Hall of Fame. He's not on the Hall of Fame page anymore on WWE.com because they've completely taken him off the website. He has not been erased from history, as they have claimed. He's all over the WWE Network. I watch him every week on Nitro.
A Hulk Hogan public appearance without something like this.
Well, you know, he is, as he admitted in the I think it was in the deposition for the Gawker lawsuit. Tell it like it is. That's pretty much his exact statement that he made right there. So, yeah, he's got that. He's going to be on Nightline tonight if you want to check that out on ABC. Hulk Hogan doing the media rounds already and begging for forgiveness. We'll talk about this after the break and more. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Taking that time
right behind my back. Fantasy got a whole lot more interesting because at DraftKings.com you could start the season by winning a piece of $10 million. And for the first time, DraftKings will crown two millionaires in one day. DraftKings is America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. It's like a brand new season every time you play. Just pick your players, pile up the points, and pick up your winnings. Don't wait until the end of the season to get paid. You've already been scouting players for your season-long fantasy team. Put that knowledge to the test in week one and every week this football season at DraftKings.com. You could turn your love of football into a life-changing payday. Start by winning your share of $10 million. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Get to DraftKings.com now and enter promo code ATTACK to play free for your shot at the $2 million top prize in the week one Millionaire Maker. That's ATTACK for free entry at DraftKings.com.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Just got a press release from WWE moments ago. Are you aware the season finale of Swerve airs tonight on the WWE Network? Well, it does! Don't miss the season finale of WWE's hilarious original series, Swerved, immediately following Raw on the USA Network. Get this. In the season finale's episode, superstars seek revenge as Paige gets a cattle prod. Adam Rose deals with a saucy fan. And superstars and divas remember their favorite moments from the season. At the bottom of this, by the way, they announced that the WWE Network is available in more than 175 countries and territories. I thought it was 206 or something, and reached 1.3 million subscribers as of March 31st. They're not given the June number. They're given the March number. So there you go. Oh, my. Raw is taking place tonight, everyone. On a friendlier note here. Well, you want me to talk
more
about
Hogan? You want to transition away from all these other fun stories?
what do you want me to say about it? Everybody, get off your social media.
That includes people that are just out there. Everybody get off social media.
I mean,
everybody,
for crying out loud.
Everywhere.
I go on Twitter, and if you say something nice about me, I retweet it. And if you're a complete idiot, I block you. Mm-hmm. And I get criticized for this every day. It's like, so let me get this straight. You want me to go up there and be a complete idiot? You want me to go up there and argue with people? You want me to go up there and post absolutely stupid things? That's stupid, okay? That's not what Twitter is about. I don't understand this. It's mind-boggling. Just like you said, it's mind-boggling.
And I just want to say,
I'd rather talk about the three-way on Raw tonight.
That, who wouldn't want to talk about a three-way?
Team PCB is doing a match tonight, everybody. Or it's not a three-way. Although, I may have just spoiled something there. I apologize.
Good work.
Team PCB is doing a beat the clock tonight. Okay, actually, you know what? I'm going to spoil this. I just have to, because we got to talk about this, because it's happening tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the deal. Okay, think about this. They're doing a beat the clock challenge with Team PCB tonight, okay? Paige, Charlotte, and Becky are all going to face opponents in a beat-the-clock challenge. And whoever gets the win the quickest is going to get a shot at Nikki Bella coming up at the Night of Champions pay-per-view. We got all that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I already screwed it up, so I may as well just tell the story. And again, it doesn't really matter. But the plans were that it was going to be a three-way at the show. At Night of Champions with Nikki. So I guess the idea would be that two of the girls tonight are going to tie. Full stop. Your idea. Not that he gets any of these girls, okay? But in August so far, I've already seen two matches involving Charlotte that have had the wrong finish. I saw one on SmackDown, when they had that tag team match and she ended up getting pinned after a series of roll-ups by Naomi. And there was the match on NXT TV this week, also a tag match, where Becky Lynch got hit by Emma, and Becky Lynch did not kick out. It was a flash knockout. I don't know what it was, but she got pinned. So already, forget everything else. Forget all of the botchery and everything that we've seen, the botchamania, so to speak. We've had two matches in August that we've seen the wrong finish because something went wrong. So now the idea is you're going to do a match tonight and somehow you're going to time it so that two matches end at the exact same time. This I've got to see. Not to mention, we're already working to break up this team. It's been, what, a month? 2 months?
You know what? In an ass-backwards way, I'm actually fine with that. But this is what they won't do. They won't just instead have them go out there, lose a six-woman match where there's all sorts of incompetence and they run into each other and they all try to pinky swear again, but it fails. And you know what? Just have them wrestle each other. Just have them go in competition, have them lose, and they start fighting and wrestling each other. Alicia Fox slowly goes away and goes back to main event very, very quietly. Nothing against Alicia Fox, but she goes away, and Tamina goes to Florida or wherever Tamina needs to go to get better. And we see Naomi kind of pushed more back to the forefront. We see Sasha Banks. Maybe they can remain kind of a team, but their competitive juices are going to get to them after a while and go, well, we want that belt. And then all of these women who need to be working with each other and probably in singles matches and 7-8 minute matches, which we talked about ad nauseum last week, then that will be better because this whole team thing, I mean, it obviously has hit the skids, and I don't think it's going to get better from here. Maybe tonight they come out and it's the greatest response ever from the fans. Everything works perfectly, but I think that a worm has turned for whatever reason on Paige. I think a worm has turned
on Charlotte.
What does that mean?
I just think I don't
worm
know.
Has turned.
I don't know if the reaction Charlotte and Paige is exactly where they wanted. I don't think the reaction to these teams is what they were looking for. Obviously, inside the ring, you know, they've had some, you know, there's been some decent stuff. But I'm sorry, just it even if I'm completely tone deaf and wrong about that stuff, the bottom line is this isn't working, and they should probably take the approach of these women all being competitive, wanting to go after Nikki Bella's title because she's held on to it for so long, and just let it go and stop with the team stuff, stop with the really stupid matches, stop with the convoluted garbage, and just try to reset this thing because this isn't working. And if they're going to give it 25 minutes, God knows how much time they're going to get with it tonight, but I don't have a whole lot of confidence in it, unfortunately. And believe me, I was a big proponent of all of these women coming up on the roster. I believe that they all could, but I didn't believe putting them all into trios teams was very smart, and that seems to be playing out. I could be wrong about this, but I would just think competition, going after the belt and being the reason that they all hate each other and want to go after each other would be the way to go.
I want to read this here. Moving on, because I just have to get this out here before we go to the next segment. We're going to take calls in the next segment, everybody, if you have anything to say on any of this, and I'm sure you do. This is from the New York Times.
I've heard of that paper.
Scott O'Connor wrote a letter of recommendation about Brock Lesnar. And this article is great. This dude totally gets it. He's basically writing here about how WWE is this. In fact, he says, it tends to be a ridiculous spectacle. Brash, crass, gleefully obnoxious, passion play, Herculean men scream, threaten, and belittle. Blah, blah, blah. All wearing colorful spandex. It's hard to take seriously, he says, until Brock Lesnar enters the arena. And the whole article here is about, it's everything we've said about Brock. Brock is so completely different than everybody else. When Brock enters the room, you know that Raw is goofy. There's little people dressed as bulls. There's stardust. But man, Brock shows up and it's on. You pay attention because there's a fear that somebody could die. Whole article about this here. And what I thought was best about it, you go through kind of the history of Brock Lesnar here. He goes into UFC and he talks about the Undertaker match at WrestleMania. I want to read this because this guy does such a tremendous job for everybody you've ever heard that belittles pro wrestling and belittles pro wrestling fans and doesn't understand why anybody would watch this. Listen to this paragraph here. Here's WrestleMania, Lesnar faced The Undertaker, an unassailable veteran who hadn't lost a match at the event in 21 appearances. His unbeaten streak was the centerpiece of the annual mega show. The question for fans was never if he would win, but how. His matches had become a comforting ritual, a chance to cheer on a living legend. But then he stood face-to-face with Lesnar, who 25 minutes later pinned him in the center of the ring. In the stands, grown men and women held their heads or covered their mouths in disbelief. Images of the stunned fans' responses went viral. Online, people seemed to think these rubes didn't understand they'd just seen a scripted event. Of course they did. But that didn't make the match's finish any less shocking. Once again, Lesnar had blown up wrestling's narrative rules. In other words, what he's saying is, and this is not a revelation to any wrestling fans, but it may be to the rest of the world, of course it's a show. Of course the finishes are predetermined. That doesn't mean that you can't get wrapped up in the event the same way that you get wrapped up in any television show, in any movie, in any stage performance, whatever it might be. You get wrapped up in a character, and the character gets killed off, and people are devastated. It's the same thing in wrestling. And here was an article from the New York Times, of all things. There's anything wrong with the New York Times, but the New York Times has many times written about wrestling and been off the mark. But this article here by Scott O'Connor, which you can find online, is great.
Sorry, I was just, I was definitely...
You looking it up right now, Mike?
I was definitely listening to you, but I was also listening to the gentleman on the Orange County Sheriff's Department down there in Florida.
Are they covering it live?
Well, yes, there's a thing going on here about this.
But what's it on?
29-year-old. Well, it's WESH.com.
Okay, so you're watching it online. It's not like this is on CNN.
No, that's well, it could be for all I know. I have no
idea. What's he saying about this situation?
Just a 29-year-old Hispanic male who's been arrested numerous times.
He's Hispanic.
That's what he said.
Oh, it's man! Once Trump hears this,
subject of a vagrancy act on August 4th, and he's kind of talking about that. So I had to try to split my ears and listen to both this and to you, of course, because I'll always listen to you, Brian.
On the subject of Trump, I got a fact when we come back from the break, ties into wrestling. And it will shock and stun you as it did myself. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Last Friday, Allison Cohn made her status FBF to a pic of me as a pipsqueak. Awkward. It got 59 likes and 12 comments. Impressive, Allie. Geico also has a comment on your Flashback Friday. Did you know Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years? Bet you didn't even know they made cars back then. And if you think your flashback is awkward, you should see our pic. Hashtag blurry. Hashtag over 75 years of savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Howdy, folks. It's me, Colonel Sanders. It has come to my attention that some people don't believe I'm the real Colonel Sanders. Well, I just gave the order to add two sides of mashed potatoes to my $20 family fill-up that feeds a family of four. And who but the real Colonel has that kind of power? Don't believe me? Well, count the taters. Taters don't lie, friends. KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Offer includes 8 pieces of chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes, large coleslaw, 4 biscuits. Available only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
Come celebrate new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline with a chance to upgrade your drive when you fill up at Shell. Introducing the 100 BMWs and 100-day sweepstakes. Swipe your fuel rewards card to enter to win a BMW 320i. Don't have a card? Get one free at participating Shell stations or visit fuelrewards.com/win. Offer ends September 8th, 2015. No purchase necessary. See official rules at shell.us. Void in Maryland, New Jersey, and Virginia where prohibited by law.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the line at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Gorgeous! Oh, you are the most beautiful bride I've ever photographed.
Oh!
Yes! I am witnessing a fairy tale unfold.
Oh, I don't want this day to end.
Okay, now sniff the bouquet.
Oh, okay.
Join my rewards program.
Wait, what?
Well, for your next wedding.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobil, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, you're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Talking all the news in a very busy day here in pro wrestling. And take your calls here in just a moment. Donald Trump surging ahead in the polls. To the degree that he is in first place, some polls he's leading with like 34%, and he's ahead of second place by like 16 points. And I had mentioned obviously that Donald Trump for several years was one half of the biggest wrestling main event of all time when he did that hair versus hair match with Vince McMahon, and they had Umaga out there and Bobby Lashley as their surrogates, but somebody brought to my attention something I'd completely forgotten. Donald Trump is a WWE Hall of Famer. A WWE Hall of Famer. It's crazy. Mike Sempervivi is going to be joining us back here in just a moment. He is covering or listening to the news story on the shooting that occurred today outside the WWE Performance Center in Orlando. I believe, in fact, Mike is back right now. Mike, what have you gathered from this deal?
Yeah, I'm not sure. They have not put the, this is on the WESH.com, Channel 2 in Orlando, from their feed on their website. So they did not pop a name up on the screen for the gentleman from the sheriff's department that is talking. But he says the man that was shot there was a deranged 29-year-old Hispanic man who had previously gotten into incidents with people, I guess, at the Performance Center where has been around, where police have been called, and he's been arrested several times. He was a subject of the Vagrancy Act, apparently on August 4th, I believe, they indicate was the last time around. When he has come in contact with the deputies, he had been carrying a chain with him. And he was apparently obsessed with one of the employees described as a wrestler at the Performance Center, a female wrestler that he was obsessed with. And when he was asked, was this person that, you know, was it, you know, somebody that was described as a wrestler? He said, no, nobody described him as a wrestler, just someone who had a fixation with one of the women. So, yeah, the press
and he was carrying a chain. Are we talking around his neck?
Maybe not this time.
Was he swinging it?
Well, he couldn't, you know, the gentleman talking said he did not want to release the name of the man and could not say for sure whether he had a weapon or not, let alone a chain. But in previous instances where he's gotten into it with the deputies, he was seen to be carrying a chain. So
there you go. All right, let's go to the phones right now. 1-800-878-PLAY. All of the other numbers available on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. Four numbers heading straight into the studio. Head up to WrestlingObserver.com if you don't know the numbers, but the main byline number, 1-800-878-PLAY. Let's go to the east of the Rockies line. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm fine. This is John, the self-proclaimed Vincent Verhaeghe biggest fan from
Yes.
Memphis, Tennessee.
No longer self-proclaimed. I hereby deem you Vinny V's biggest fan.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Brian. I got a couple of things. First of all, Mike, you said he had a chain on him, and he was stalking one of the female talents there, Mike.
That's what the press conference is going on outside the Performance Center. That's what the gentleman from the sheriff's department said, was that he could not prove, you know, could not say anything about what the gentleman's name was, or if he was carrying a weapon this time around. But in other instances where he was arrested by the deputies and taken off of the property, he has had a chain at those times. Again, I don't know if this is a junkyard dog size chain, if this was a small chain wrapped around his hand. Nobody knows, you know, as of yet, but I'm sure that information will come out.
Before I get to my other questions, I got one more question for you, Brian, or maybe you or Dave can answer this for me. What is the security, and this is tied into Steph Rollins' girlfriend, what is the security? Do they have like a security precautions for this? I know they have security precautions for the headquarters and for live events, but do they have a proper security protocol for the Performance Center, Brian?
I don't know, but I may be able to have an answer for you by the end of the show.
All right. Yeah, this ties into my women's. I can't believe I'm talking about women's wrestling right now. Brian,
yes.
last weekend when I was in Everett, Washington, and first of all, that place is a dump, Brian.
I've mentioned that many times, but thank you for confirming.
No. I've been to some some savory places, Brian. I wish I had brought my gun with me when I was at that place. But that's another story.
I would walk through East St. Louis or Southeast Washington D.C. buck naked with honey on myself and $100 bills and carrying gold bars, then walk through Everett, Washington in the middle of the day. That's how nasty that place is. Can you believe it?
Well, now you know why Raw was from Seattle and not Everett. Anyway, John, let's get going here. What's your point?
All right. Here's my thing. Other Fortune, I hate to mention WWE as a Fortune 500 company. I don't know if it still is, but other Fortune 500 companies have security teams. Even the NFL has security teams that do extensive backgrounds, or each team does extensive background of future products or future performers or products there. Why did the WWE did this for, what's the, I can't pronounce her name.
Zara.
Yeah, Zara did an extensive background search on her. This is the 21st century. And no offense, Brian, I could do an extensive background search on you or Mike or the great Vincent Verhey by just on Twitter, Facebook, Internet, Intelis, anybody in the WWE did an extensive background check. They have done it with past superstars like what was that, the woman who made the...
Okay, hold on, John, you're I gotta let you go because we got 9 million calls, but I'm gonna answer your question right here. They have done background checks. I know they have. I don't know when they started this. I've been hearing about it for about a year. It's possible that at the time she was hired, they weren't looking as extensively as they are now. But I do know that there are people who are not going to be hired. I mean, the Briscoes, for example. That's one right there that came to light. I know that there's one individual that had been on their radar who is no longer on their radar, and I don't even know what it's for. I have no idea what it's for, but that means that they did a background check, and it's something that has not come out online because I haven't seen it anywhere online. So they are doing something, and I'm sure they're going to do more of it going forward. But it could have been that she went under the radar due to when she had been hired. That would be my guess.
And things can slip through cracks, because here's the thing. There are a lot of people that must have known what Aaron Hernandez was like, and the NFL takes their security and things like that very seriously. But guess what? Aaron Hernandez still, if the news, you know, it would, at least two murders, right? You know, or two different violent incidents with him. So things are going to slip through the cracks, even if they may be obvious to someone else. And yes, they probably should have done more due diligence, and they need to because of the business that they're in. But sometimes things do happen. So it doesn't, you know, WWE getting hammered for this, or even Seth Rollins getting hammered for this. I mean, I don't know exactly how you can do that. This is her issue.
All right. We got a lot of callers here, Ryan. Luckily, you talk fast. Ryan in Cumberland, what's going on?
I'd like to talk about Seth Rollins' girlfriend. I think it's more of a deal that she doesn't have a lot of ability in the ring because JBL got away with doing the Nazi sign in Germany. He still has a job. Finally, if I was Ric Flair, I'd be afraid that maybe Charlotte was a victim of Bram, too.
Okay, thank you very much for the call, Ryan. Goodbye. I very much appreciate it. It was not Charlotte. I thought I mentioned that at the beginning of the program.
Of course you did, and he wants to be a jackass about things, and not completely different situation with JBL trying to be a heel and not realizing, hey, ignorance is no excuse, and he, you know, it's like the thing that went down in Brazil, too, with Chris Jericho. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. You know, you have to take care of those things, but to try to compare either one of those things to this is, or try to put something wacky on there is just completely ridiculous and typical of Ryan.
Parts unknown, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
It's Ed in San Antonio, and I'm just calling in to reassure everyone that it was not me. I was not shot trying to break into the Performance Center and stalk some WWE performer. I am not banned from any WWE event, so everything is cool.
But you don't know that.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. Yeah. There's an internal list, Ed, and I've heard you're on it.
I don't think so.
Along with that guy that threw the briefcase at Roman Reigns.
And the guy that jumped the rail on Dean Ambrose this weekend.
Yeah. So just so everyone knows, I was not shot trying to stalk Blue Pants at the Performance Center. So everything's all right.
Well, thank you for that update there, Ed. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Step it up, whoever
it is.
This
is Josh from Virginia.
Yes, Josh.
I just wanted to make a note. I've been watching USA over the weekend, and they are definitely saying the icon Sting is back.
Yeah, apparently they are allowed to call him the icon.
I thought that was Shawn Michaels' name.
Well, you know, he's gone now. I don't know why. I don't know. He was a vigilante. I would say that 80% of the time they're going to refer to him as the vigilante, but I guess apparently the icon is also okay, which is surprising to me, but apparently it is.
Yeah, I'm surprised they used anything that TNA came up with.
Hey, I'm shocked that they're using anything that TNA came up with, so... Yeah, well, thank you for the update. The icon Sting, he's opening the show tonight. I want to thank you very much for the call. What we know for Raw is we've got the Beat the Clock Challenge with Team PCB all competing. And yes, they are already, this is not my speculation. This is what they're doing, unless plans change. They're already sowing the seeds of dissension for Team PCB. And why not, as Mike noted earlier. So sure. That's on tonight. Sting is going to be in the opening segment to do the deal building up the Seth Rollins match at Night of Champions. And they're also doing Dolph Ziggler versus Rusev again in a no disqualification match. I would expect that Lana and Summer Rae, Hot Summer, are going to get involved. It looks like they're leading to a mixed tag, but as Dave noted on Observer Radio, Lana may not be medically cleared to do full wrestling matches. I don't know what the story is, but I mean, she's at least been cleared enough to do catfight spots. So if she's got something that won't allow her to wrestle, I'm sure they can work around that in doing some sort of catfight deal in a mixed tag or something like that. I don't know what they're going to do, but those are the matches announced for tonight's Raw, which is, hey, three matches announced for Raw is a big plus.
Hey, it's more than what they usually do for it, so I guess we got that going for us. By showtime, no matter how long this show is, no matter how bad this is, or even how good it is, no matter what happens after today and everything that has gone on, I will be so looking forward to this, and hopefully whatever wacky live Lucha show is going to pop up on the network. I get to CubsFan.com.
All right.
To see that, too.
So Ryan here says he was misquoted. He was not saying that Charlotte could be the victim. He was saying that maybe Rick should be concerned that she was another victim, which is a fair statement for Ryan to make. So I apologize to him for that. Got to head to a commercial, everybody. We're on a show. It's been a show. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229.
800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf this day to become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Holy smokes, what an exhausting day on the show today. So much news, and who knows, it's Monday. Tomorrow's Tuesday, and so it's usually day's deadline, so I'm sure there's more to come tomorrow. But we're going to be reviewing Raw tonight on Wrestling Observer Radio. If you missed last night's show, Dave talked for a long time about the Battle of Los Angeles, which he went to down in L.A. Unbelievable show, apparently. It'll be out on soon, so make sure you check that out. And we also talked about all of the other news from the weekend, so go up there and check that out. I'll be up with Filthy Tom Lawler doing a brand new show in about 2 hours now, so you can look forward to that if you're a subscriber. Only for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. Tonight's Wrestling Observer Radio as well. We had a Brian and Vinny show last night talking a retro Raw from 1996 that I was actually at live. It featured a Shawn Michaels versus Owen Hart match. And by the way, in an answer to Vinny V's biggest fan's question, there is not normally a large security detail at the WWE Performance Center. I guess the issue, and the cops were called. So that's the answer to that right there. They do have private security that patrols the area, but I guess that's the extent of it. So anyway, that's the update to that. And we got more coming up later today, as noted, everybody. I want to thank Mike, as always, all of the callers today and listeners. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. We'll be back tomorrow as well. And of course, we replay daily at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern as well. So check out the replay today, everybody. And that is it from here. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.